We want to thank our listening audience for tuning in to Positively Affirmative. This is the show where we affirm you with education, information, and resources in the areas of self-care, career development, business building, and wealth consciousness. I am your host, Katrina Jones, along with our co-host, Wanda Miles, radio personality. Hey, Wanda.
Hello to you.
And so today we're going to be talking about self-care. We're going to be talking about self-care, but clearing, did we say it's clearing the mental clutter?
Spiritual clarity, developing spiritual clarity.
Yeah.
There we
So
go.
today, we're going to talk about spiritual clarity and what is it? I like to, and I think the opposite of having spiritual clarity is having a cluttered, having a cluttered mind. And so we're going to talk about what it looks like when your mind is cluttered, what could be some of the reasons why our mind gets cluttered. And how to take how to take a cluttered mind into clarity. That makes sense.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So I think there are a lot of reasons why our minds could get cluttered.
Yeah. Just with existing, it comes cluttered. You're frozen on my end. Are you there?
Okay, yeah, you're
Okay.
back.
I don't know if it's my internet or not.
Okay.
Okay. Where were you?
But yeah, well, one of the things that I've been thinking about with this mental clutter is TV and this information overload with the news.
Don't get me started on the news.
It's just so much, it's so much going on, and it's real, and it can be scary.
Ooh, a great quote on fear.
Say that again.
I have a wonderful quote on fear that I got just yesterday, and I posted it as well because I'm a firm believer that the news is no news is good, period. I mean, it's just, first of all, it's people just trying to stoke your fears for ratings.
Yeah.
And who are you going to trust? The media? Who's giving them that information? The government? The commercials, whoever's supporting that funding, it's just all, everyone has an agenda. And the news, it's not like knowing it is going to change anything. Someone asked me about what's happening in Afghanistan. I'm like, what does that have to do? It's not that I don't care. I'm not attached to that. I've got my own world and my own little life to live in here. And there's, the best thing that I can do, and I know they say the prayer is just, or meditate, or just send them love. But if I'm in a state of fear, I'm not helping anyone.
Exactly.
I'm only hurting them. I'm attributing and adding to that fear. Let me find this quote if I can for just a second.
Awesome.
Fear is stupid. Fear's job is to replicate itself like a cancer. It eats everything it encounters, and every choice we make individually and collectively in support of that contributes to the fear as a whole. There is an enormous difference between prudence and fear. Put a mask on, but don't freak out. That kind of thing. You
Yeah.
can't be a, my favorite, you can't be a victim and a master at the same time.
And I agree with that. And I think that one of the best ways to, one of the first things to do is to recognize that you may have information overload. Because I mean, a lot of us don't even think about it. What are we doing with all this information we're consuming on TV, at work, you know, we take in so much information, and, you know, are we taking it home with us? Are we experiencing it in our bodies through our health?
Oh, you are.
The stress of it all.
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, recognizing that, you know, I could be dealing with stress and I may need to declutter my mind.
Meditation. And this is why we all should meditate every day, twice a day, any time of the day that you can get it done. First, early in the morning is really the best time. One, because it's quiet, and I just feel like that's God's hour, or the witching hour, as they call it, you know, like between, you know, right before sunrise. And I think biologically, science would say, you know, that our chemistry is more open to receive things at that time of the day. And so meditation is definitely the answer to decluttering one's mind, because when you quiet your mind down, you just try and push all that stuff out. No, you don't try, you do. You push it all out, and it's an effort, because the mind's job is to think. I mean, it's just full of thoughts. And when a thought comes, don't fight the thought. Just let it go, like watching traffic go by. Just don't jump in the car and go. Just watch it go by and come back to the quiet. And the mind will get used to the quiet, and it will love the quiet. But it takes practice. And that's why meditation is a practice. It's not a destination. It's an ongoing thing. And every meditation is different. It's not going to always be the same. Mm-hmm. But every time you do it, your body's going to, because your body's so used to reacting to whatever, because that's just how we're programmed. And you're going to want to get up, but you've got to take control of the body's desire, and, you know, master your mind. Mm-hmm. And then eventually the clutter will go away, if that's what you want. If you like the clutter, have at it.
Yeah.
It's not going to disturb you.
Yeah. I think another thing that we could do to release some of that clutter out of our minds is to focus on what's really important to me. Because we do take in so much information, and you made a point. You know, it is very sad what's going on in Afghanistan, and my heart goes out to everybody involved in that situation. But I can't get consumed with that, because I still have what's going on in my world to deal with. And it doesn't mean that that's even a less of a value. But if I have to label my values, or if I have to prioritize my values, and, you know, getting up at 8 o'clock and going to work and being present there, you know, whether it's working from home or working at the office or out in the field, and my mind is filled with so much that's going on other places, it's going to be difficult for me to focus.
And you're not helping them by sending them more fear. It's just... If you think about it, just send them love and give yourself that love.
Mm-hmm.
The worry thing is never, it's not good for anybody.
I agree. And, you know, so there have been times that I've had to prioritize, you know, I'd have to take a list of my values and my priorities and say, you know, what's important right now? What has to get done right now? Do you ever write a list, Wanda?
I try to. There's like, I have pieces of paper all around my home studio of things to do. But I don't know that I have it in an order. I probably should list more. But sometimes I just kind of...
You do have lists.
Yeah.
To help you prioritize or remember. Help you remember things.
Yeah, what needs to be done sooner than later.
And you have, so you do have a system that works for you.
Yeah.
Awesome. And I think that's important, having developing a system.
Or putting it in my phone as an alarm if I feel like I'm going to forget something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy to get caught up. You know, it's so easy for me to take an extra couple of hours to work on this project. But I can't do that when I know my son gets out of school at 2 o'clock. You know, I have to have a schedule. You know, I have to prioritize what's important in an order. So I think that's important.
I agree.
So what are some other ways that for you that you go from, you know, having a cluttered mind? And before that, let me say, like, I think that having a cluttered mind is like having a spider web. It's like a spider web that is intricate and very subtle to the eye. But for an insect, if they get caught on it, they're stuck. And it's nothing they can do but wait for their death to come, you know? And I think that's how cluttery is. If we're not careful about recognizing what should I keep and what should I let go of, what should I keep, what should I let go of, that we hold on to things that's not really important, that don't make a difference, and it can stifle us. It can stifle our creativity. It could just put added stress, you know, added distress on us. It could make it just difficult to be in the flow of things when there's so much going on up here.
When there's so much going on, you're not being present. First of all, it's just try and get present. Because when you're, the only thing that matters, like the past is the past, and it's done, it's gone, you can't, you know, I saw an old picture of me the other day. My mom sent an old picture, and I'm like, I don't even recognize that person. I mean, I was little, and then I saw a picture of me, my birth picture. Have you ever seen your birth picture and how little you just want to like hold your little self and say, it's just ignore everything that you're going to hear. Ignore it all. You're awesome. But the past is gone. And I'm not even that same, all of my physicalities, the way I think, that person is no longer. And, you know, so if you're living in the past, you're living in a non-reality, really. I mean, did it really happen? Do we remember things the way they really happen? And other people will probably remember it differently. So it just gets crazy. That's a web right there. Or you're living in the future, and our future is generally connected to the past because those previous experiences were now creating our past, I mean, creating our future through that, through those memories. So your future can be completely different if you picture something different, but we're always attaching it to the past, or if when I did this, so this is gonna, when I did this before, it's gonna happen before. But when you're present, the only thing real is what right here, right now, and there's so much peace and so much possibility in your present, because if you imagine, like, if you try to imagine all the wonderful things that you could do, or what you'd like to do, or, and not be like, oh, I can't do that because, or just, but just imagine if you could imagine what you want to do. And just being in that place fills you up with so much energy. And then that opens you up to so much possibility. And that's clearing the clutter right there, because there is no clutter in the present moment. The present moment is as clear as it gets. There's nothing. And if you can quiet your mind and just stay present and breathe, the in and out of breathing is just, when you breathe in and you breathe out, all that moment, that second or two, that's the present moment. That's the right now. That is right now, right now, and right now.
Right. I agree.
It's trying to find where you can find that peace is in the present moment, in the now, and in clarity. That's where you can get clear.
Yeah.
It's tricky, but you can do it.
Yeah. And so Yeah, so setting intentions, being clear on what's important, what is important right now, being able to set those priorities. Absolutely. So I got a little list. You talked about meditation, and for some people it's saying a prayer, you know, which, you know, I've often heard that praying is talking to God,
right,
talking to the universe, letting the universe know what it is that you want. And meditation is being still enough to listen for the answers.
I agree.
Yeah, but both meditation and prayer, it sets up gratitude, or it helps us to...
If you're praying for gratitude, pray with gratitude and not with, yeah, it's how you pray is always important.
Yeah.
Not like, you know, I want harm to anyone.
Right. Hold on. Roddy, I'm taping.
Kids.
That gratitude is huge, and we almost talk about that every show.
It's important. It is so important.
Yeah,
it opens your heart, and when your heart's open, it's just a good place to be. When your heart's closed, you can't receive. Mm-hmm. And that closing of the heart it goes back to when we were cavemen and women, and that's, if you're in that state of fear and heart's closed down, you're like, and you're gonna miss stuff. You're gonna miss the possibilities. You're gonna miss that open cave to run into, or whatever. But so you've got to just open your, well, that's, you know, well, when we're running, basically in that fear or flight.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really a good time to be open, but that's kind of how we seem to stay, and that's just because it's in our DNA, maybe. I don't know. It's been so ingrained in us. But when you open up, yeah, you just experience more, and you experience more love, and I think we all kind of want that.
Yeah.
Particularly that part of it.
Yeah. And I do believe that having a cluttered mind has a lot to do with emotions that we could be harboring. And that is that fear, insecurity, not feeling secure about something, or, you know, even emotions like jealousy or envy or ill will. You know, those emotions keep us stuck. And so learning how to release, you know, that negativity helps to clear our mind and open it up for better stuff to come in.
And loving yourself is really kind of important there, because if you love yourself, ultimately you'll have more love for everyone else. I believe I'm learning to love myself a little more every day.
I was going to ask you, how do you develop self-love?
The way you talk to yourself, the things that you know, like earlier I was doing something and I was like, I used a bad word. I was like, oh, screw me. Because I just made a mistake. I mean, it was a simple thing. And I was like, but you catch it. And when you catch it, that's huge right there. And just like, oh, you know what? Simple mistake. All right. Move on. Fix it. And go on. So it's the way you talk to yourself. Catch your thoughts, what you're thinking, how you think about things. And I think that when you start to love yourself, you become more loving, and then other people want to love you. It's really that momentum thing, that catalyst.
I like that, and I agree. I agree. Not beating up on ourselves, and definitely not beating up on others.
Yeah, and when you love yourself, you won't get jealous. When you love yourself, you won't be envious of other people. And when you're comparing yourself to other people, don't do that. Just stop doing that, because everyone's got their own thing and everyone's got their own issues and their own problems, and other people's opinions are just other people's opinions. They don't have any more weight than your opinion of yourself. And what your opinion of yourself is most important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How important do you think that visualizing your dreams are? And
Important. If you can see it, I think it's, if you, we, the saying is, I'll believe it when I see it, but when you see it, it I think it goes the other way.
You have to believe it before you see it.
You have to see it. Yeah.
Whatever. In your mind's eye. You have to see it in your mind's eye before it ever materializes.
Yeah, you gotta believe it to see it.
Yeah, you got to believe in your dreams, and your dream may not be my dream, and my dream may not be your dream.
Miracles happen every day. You know, if you believe it. But if you believe that, you know, you're doomed and everything's going to just fall apart, then that dream will come true too. So be careful what you wish for.
Yeah. So being able to clear clutter, you know, being able to clear the clutter out of your mind is so important on a daily basis. And it's just like we bathe, we take a shower in order to get the dirt off of us that's accumulated during that day, that to get that energy, that negative energy off of us. Well, the same, you know, we have those same type of energies in our mind, in our thinking. And so to be able to purge our mind, or to, you know, process, oh, you know, here's what was going on. Here is how I handled it. Here's how I could have possibly did it differently. How I could have did it differently. And the importance of words and using your words kindly,
especially to yourself.
Gotta
start with yourself ultimately, because once you love you, it's easy to love other people. It's just, then you've just got so much love to give. You're like the Dalai Lama. And humor is important too.
Yeah, it is. Humor is very important. But, you know, these are just a few ways, a few tools that, you know, we have used to help declutter our thinking and to help to give us better clarity. And, you know, we just want to share that.
You know what I recommend? I've been watching a lot of Gaia I think it's Gaia.com, but Gaia TV. And for a while, it's just like, how much stuff could they possibly have that's, you know, metaphysical? It's about human potential. It's all positive, good stuff. And it's just, you know, there's a lot of science stuff. If you think it's all airy-fairy, then there's a lot of scientific stuff that proves that gratitude is the best way to go, biologically speaking. And you can find stuff on YouTube as well. I mean, there's as much weird stuff there is on YouTube. There's a lot of good stuff. There's a lot of great meditation music that'll just, the tone, the frequency of the music, if you just play it in the background, that will elevate you. Your body, our ears are our sharpest sensory of things that, I'll find the word. Of our senses. Our hearing is one of our strongest senses.
Okay.
As like when blind people, they develop their hearing as like super hearing, they say. But just seek out better information or what you put into your body, into your ears, and what you put into your mouth, and what you put into your mind. It's all important stuff. And your body's picking up stuff even when you're not aware of it.
Yeah, so very true. I have a friend in Cleveland. Her name is Lisa Ryan, and she's a gratitude coach. Yeah. She was talking about gratitude 15 years ago.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yes, it's huge. It's really just, it takes you to a whole different place. It's a good place to start too, because there's lots to be grateful for. Start with yourself. Then start with your environment, and then start with the universe, even, you know. I the sun came up today. All right. Planet's still rotating. Yes.
I agree, Wanda. Yeah.
Check out that sunset. Check out that sunrise. Mm. That's a good place to start, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is a lot to be grateful for, you know, even in a world that's imperfect, in a world that, you know, doesn't always meet our expectations. And throughout all the stress and disappointments, there is goodness, you know, and there are a lot of good people in the world, and there are a lot of things to be grateful for. And just, you know, just being able to have the slightest of mindsets.
Just divert your focus. It's perspective. It's what you're looking at. Stop watching the news. Just start there. Less news. Start. That's a drug right there. The news is a drug.
Yeah.
Fear is a drug. It's a cancer. So cut it out. Cut it out.
Cut it out. I like it. Yeah, it is. It is.
There's so much in the world that's beautiful and grateful to be grateful for. Welcome to planet Earth.
Yeah, and like you have a picture of the sea, what's under the sea, the beauty of the sea.
Yeah.
Well, we have the sky to look at. We have the earth and what's on the earth to look at. We have we have the fish and the water to look at. You know, we have the beautiful
quiet down here under the sea.
I remember you said that.
It's very quiet down there. So it's a good way to clear the clutter, because you just hear the find your place.
Right, well, I hope that go ahead, Wanda, what'd you say?
I'm grateful for you.
You're great. I'm grateful for you too, Wanda. Thank you. So we hope that we were able to give some tips, some self-care tips on decluttering your mind, how clutter affects the mind, and things to do to develop more clarity. Yeah. If you like what you heard, please like, share, subscribe. Wanda has a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And
I have a radio station. Go to the radio station.
Wanda has a beautiful radio station. It is so uplifting.
I love it.
664 Radio.
No, Route 664.
Right.
Route 664 Radio. Whatever you call it. Root, route, potato, potato.
Yeah. Last weekend, I went to Orlando with the family, and we listened to Route
664.
64 all the way to Orlando, and then, you know, on the way back. So yeah,
sometimes you have to take a break, all that feeling good stuff.
No, it's uplifting, absolutely. So please take time to support the radio channel, the radio station, and if you like it, share the good news.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we'll see you again. And we want to thank you for tuning in to another edition of Positively Affirmative. This is the show where we affirm you, our listening audience, with education, information, and resources in the areas of self-care, career development, business building, and wealth consciousness. I am your host, Katrina Jones, Prosperity Life Coach, along with Wanda Miles, radio personality. And we love you, Wanda.
Love you back.
We'll see you next time, all right? Bless you.